and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
That's all I need to know about you.
It's Anna and Raven. If you could care less about people would think about you, and you show up to Panera Bread and you're wearing pajamas with footies even though you were a middle-aged man, that's all I need to know about you.
Listen, that's a win. When it's cold climate times out there, all right, you got to stay comfortable, all right? This is going to lock the heat in there. It's very insulating.
I wanted to giggle because my first reaction is like, good for him. He's trying to be funny.
He's feeling it. Right. He's, you know, living his best life, not worried about it.
Yeah, I mean, he's wearing jammies with footies like I put on my one-year-old. It's adorable.
Uh-huh.
Then I looked at him and I was like, no, he's not doing it to be ironic.
Oh, you
or
felt
humorous.
Like there was no humor in him.
No, right. He just thought that wearing with all the stars on top of it. And, and he had his, like, the footies were tucked into his Timberlands. And it was.
Were they matching? Did he have a matching hat?
No.
With the sticker still on it or anything like that?
No, it wasn't a regular
part of an ensemble. This was what he was wearing. This was for functionality.
Yeah, and at first it was funny, and then I got my children and I backed away a little bit.
Okay, good.
That's all I need to know about you.
Right. If you park in the stranger's driveway, it's a neighbor, but not in your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. It's one of your friend's parties that you're going to. You pick one of their neighbors and you randomly park in their driveway because you say, wow, there's an open space there.
Yeah.
Instead of going down to the visitor lot, that's all I need to know about you.
Who would do that?
Well.
Did you do that?
No.
You parked in
I saw somebody do it and then I considered it strongly. That's all I'm saying.
You can't park in a stranger's parking lot.
But then this other person is at this other event that I'm at and nobody's saying anything. Nobody knows that amongst us is this evil person who the rest of us just think is a regular nice friend. They're not.
That's an unwritten rule. You can't park in somebody's driveway that you don't know.
Right in the driveway, man.
That is really gutsy.
And that's the thing. In neighborhoods with HOAs, too, you know those parking spaces. Like, people can get killed over those parking spaces.
Forget it. In my old condo, if somebody parked in my spot,
oh my gosh,
I would lose my mind.
Right,
about
you'd be knocking on their door. Yeah. 4 a.m.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. Give us a call. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
When you put a request, a question on Amazon to have somebody answer that about, you know, maybe you're going to purchase something, you have a question about it, and they answer, "I don't know."
Oh, good.
Or,
right.
"I haven't tried it yet."
I mean, it's courteous if you're in the hallway, but it's useless if it's giving you a ping notification at 3 a.m. for something that you picked out for the bathroom.
Right.
Will this actually get the top of my glass stove clean?
Right.
3:31 in the morning. Right. Ding.
I'm not sure. Well, thank you for taking the time to respond. Yeah. Do you have a hidden talent? 1-800-330-9999. I have one, but I might break my teeth. And I'm going
to
do it.
I don't want you to do this.
It's coming up next.
Feels stupid.
No, I'm going to do it because I can prove I still can.
It's reckless.
1-800-330-9999. What's your hidden talent?
This happened and Raven freaked out.
You don't see this every day or maybe ever. A giant great white shark gave shark diving tourists a rare treat when he was spotted swimming upside down off the coast of South Australia.
Why are you so moved by this?
Well, two reasons. Number one, I mean, the whole thing about sharks is the only time that you actually have the upper hand on a shark is when you flip them upside down like an MMA fighter. Now this guy's learned to swim upside down. It's a big problem. Secondly, this shark just came up with something awesome that it can do that no other shark can do. And I don't have any hidden talents.
Huh. It's Anna and Raven. And here's the thing. When it comes to hidden talents like this shark has, I asked on our Facebook page, what hidden talent do you have?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I would have a million responses to this.
Right.
We only got
people
one response.
People want to share.
Yeah. No. Only one response, which might be the first time that's ever happened. And it was a guy who's incredibly flexible. And he posted pictures of him putting his leg behind his head.
Yeah.
And then he was doing a full split.
Yeah.
And then he had two guys holding him up by his legs as if he was, what's his name? The guy from when he had the two tractor trailer trucks.
Van Damme.
Yeah.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yep.
You didn't even know about that clip till I sent you that. You resented that clip when I sent that. Now you love it.
1-800-330-9999.
I can't believe you referenced the Jean-Claude Van Damme Volvo commercial.
Right. This is what this guy's doing. What is your hidden talent? There's got to be people out there that have hidden talents.
Yeah, the double-jointed thing. So here's the thing. It's kind of like a car accident. I don't want to look at it, but when it's there,
you have to stare.
You have to take a look and just like, you know?
If you want to see the pictures.
I can't roll my tongue or anything. I can't do
I can roll my tongue. Watch. Look.
Yeah.
I can do it. Yeah.
Congratulations.
But I'm going to do my hidden talent for you. And I haven't done it in years, and I'm a little bit nervous. It's funny.
Are you also
going
to swim upside down?
No. I'm going to open this beer bottle with my teeth.
That don't do that.
No. When I was in college, I used to do this all the time. And now that I'm an adult
You're a grown person.
Yeah, and all of a sudden now I'm nervous.
It's not a talent. It's completely reckless.
I've been preparing myself for this all weekend.
How do you prepare yourself
mentally
for that?
I just don't want to hurt my teeth. When I do this all the time, and now I'm scared.
Teeth are expensive. Right. And oh, my God. I don't even want to watch this.
Ready?
I mean, that's not your tooth, right? Oh, no, I'm not watching. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Just like riding a bike.
Why did you do that?
Boom. See? That's my hidden talent.
What happens with that beer now?
Go drink it. 1-800-330-9999. What's your hidden talent?
I can't believe you did that.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your hidden talent?
I cluck like a chicken.
Oh, here. Let's hear. Oh, my God.
I mean, it's a pretty good one.
So good.
It is a pretty good one.
No. I can't do it as good.
No, right. No, yeah. It takes work.
That's a legit talent. Congratulations.
When did you discover that?
One day my dad did it, and I was like, let me try it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, my wife can make a sound like she's eating the dog's bones. It's how we entice them to eat their treats sometimes.
Oh.
I can't do it. I'm just like, nom, 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 nom. But she does it, and it sounds so realistic. I'm like, Mom's eating your bone. Mommy's eating your bone.
1-800-330-9999. What's your hidden talent?
Who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood. In your neighborhood, say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
That's right. You haven't heard about the Nextdoor app. It's an app that really keeps you in touch with your neighbors. The problem is that neighbors have gotten a little bit too comfortable on that Nextdoor app.
It's for sure.
And when they post things, sometimes the responses are insane.
Yeah, it's been nuts. I at first thought it was like a scam, like they were just going to try and sell me things on this. But now I see how many of my neighbors are actually talking on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. And my town is full of crazy people.
That's true. It's Anna and Raven. So we thought we would take some topics from over the weekend, and we would explain to you exactly what happened in those topics.
Oh, I love to reenact.
Okay.
A docudrama is my favorite.
Sandy titled her post, "Bird seriously destroying my home shingles."
Oh, my gosh.
And she writes, "This one bird has been impossible to deter from eating my shingles. It has been several weeks now of me trying all suggested remedies. I am truly at wit's end as the bird is causing serious damage now.
Oh.
Does anyone have a suggestion? Thank you very much." Open the floodgates.
Deb from Pembroke writes, "I know these geese hate grape juice extract, so we use it whenever there's a ghost in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
You may want to try spraying a bit on your shingles and see if that works."
Is a ghost a type of bird?
I'm guessing so.
Or does she also have ghosts that are afraid of grape juice? And how do you find out that they're afraid of grape juice?
Well, she says it like everybody knows this.
Duh.
Like, this is an absolute fact, and everybody is aware of the fact that, of course, geese hate this.
I mean,
and just get up on your roof and start spraying it with grape juice.
Right. But Kathy writes, no. Kathy has a much better idea. "The holes can be filled with poison."
Good.
"But you need to call an expert because there are environmental protection laws against killing birds."
Good.
"Thank you, Kathy. That's been very helpful." I mean, what? What?
Lynn from West Norwalk chimes in. "My neighbor hangs a shiny CD which clangs in the wind. Worth a try."
I mean,
emoji.
Somebody's filled in trying to figure out what to do with those CDs. You have 600 in your CD case.
It is time to do something
from 1996. Just hang them all over your house. We get giant reflective.
Catches the wrong angle and lights your neighbor's vinyl siding on fire. Melts half their garage. That's not pleasant.
Matthew in Silvermine responds, "I believe some of you are missing the point of the woodpecker's drumming. It's to attract a mate. They are not looking for food, but they're looking for something that makes a loud, sexy sound for the female woodpeckers."
It's just so wrong that you're talking about sexy woodpeckers.
I mean, they're trying to attract each other. They don't care about your siding.
It's absolutely wrong. And by the way, if they're on your siding, they're actually looking for termites. That's what they're looking for. What's wrong with you, Matthew? I mean, come on. Pay attention to these things. Don't you know grape extract is the aphrodisiac of woodpeckers everywhere?
Right. But you see what Art responds to
that? Yes. Woodpeckers mate in April and May.
You moron.
What's the creepiest thing ever to know? I mean, if that's your friend on trivia night... That's the answer you don't want him to call out loud at the bar.
Art's like, don't you know?
Woodpeckers mate in April and May.
April and May. And they love grape cheese extract.
Why are you watching? Don't watch.
Oh, no, we're done here.
The Anna and Raven Show.
Selfless.
Fox 61.
Wonderful.
Everyday hero.
A star to all of us.
On Star 99.9.
2 weeks ago during Everyday Hero, Anna was searching for a woman who shared her story with her.
I have never done this before, but I need your help in finding my everyday hero. And I can't use her last name because I don't want to blow up. You right. know. So her name is
Donna. Privacy laws and everything.
Privacy laws. But you may know her just by this story. Donna Kramen from Monroe, I found you. I found you. I found you.
Oh, God. And it's a pleasure to have been found, too, Atlanta.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in. A while ago, I'd run into you, and you had told me your story. Do you mind sharing that?
Oh, sure. And I remember the event. It was the Cancer Celebration Survivorship. It's a beautiful event, and you were there. And I told you what had happened to me, told you what my future plans were going to be. And you said, well, get in touch with me if you do eventually complete.
Well, tell
okay,
the story.
So I'll tell you my story. Yes. So I, 2017, October 2017, I was running the Atlantic City Marathon, mm-hmm. and about 100 feet from the finish line, I tripped on the boardwalk. Sneaker got caught on the boardwalk, and I fell. All was good, but I did have a little pain in my side, so I said to my husband, when we get home on Monday, I'm going to go for a chest x-ray just to make sure I didn't fracture a rib. Turns out I didn't fracture a rib, but the doctor called me the next day and said, it looks like we see a nodule on your lung. It's probably nothing, but let's let it get checked. And I went through the different procedures, x-rays and MRIs, and ultimately I was called into a specialist's office and he said, this looks like cancer to me.
Keep in mind, you've never smoked.
I never smoked. I've been running for almost 50 years now, you know, relatively healthy. I never had any kind of major health issues, so it was a shock. So I said, well, let's go for it. We had the surgery at Yale. It did turn out to be cancer. The lobe was removed. And my first question I asked him before I even started the surgery was, if you do have to remove a lobe, will I be able to run again? And he said, maybe not as fast, but you will be. And the surgery was in December, did my first race in April. And it was, I think my time was like 10, 15, 20 minutes longer than what it would have taken me before the surgery, but I didn't care.
But Donna, you have to keep in mind when you're talking about this, your ability to run is far above the norm of any other average runner out there.
You said 27 marathons? Jeez.
Well, I do want to clarify, among people in the running world, I would say I'm probably among the average. My marathon times range from 4 hours and 50 minutes to 6 hours and 10 minutes.
Well, I've never run a marathon, nor would I attempt it, because I almost died at a 5K recently.
That's 705 miles, by the way, if you're wondering. 27 marathons. Right. That's past the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Donna Kramen from Monroe is our everyday hero today. You had said to me, I'm going to go and I'm going to do the Atlantic City Marathon as long as my doctor says it's okay. What happened?
I went to Atlantic City. I contacted them. They were very gracious to me. They said, we'd love you to come back and join us. They gave me a gracious discount to even run the marathon.
Nice.
So my husband and I went back, and I just love Atlantic City anyway, so it was just wonderful
That's
to be there.
I'm
one of my favorite
about.
Places, one of my favorite cities, and the food, beyond even if you don't gamble, the food is fabulous. So
yeah, we ate too.
A few cocktails.
Girl after my own heart.
So anyway, I got to the day of the marathon, and I made an agreement in my head that if I got to the halfway turnaround spot, because there's also a half marathon at the same time, and I felt like maybe this was it for this time, I was going to allow myself to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's kind of hard to do, because the 45-year-old Donna would have probably said, oh, come on, you
Punk.
Can do, keep going, keep going, keep going.
What a baby.
Yeah.
Right. It's also the same voice in your head that's like, split those eights.
Yes, that's
split
right.
Those,
yes,
there
yes,
you
yes,
go.
That's right, that's right. At around the 11-mile mark where the turnaround is for the half marathon, it's quite windy for me. It was raining, getting pretty cold. The temperature was dropping. So I said, I'm going to turn around. And I turned around, came back, and finished the half marathon. And it turned out I came in third in my age group.
Nice.
Which was fabulous. That made me happy.
I'm so proud of you. You did it, and you should feel really proud of yourself, and that's why we think you are one of our everyday heroes.
Well, thank you for that. You know, your faith in me, it encourages me as well. You know, I think when we kind of support each other, and I felt your support at that get-together at Bridgeport Hospital. I really did.
Well, the minute you said you were going to do it, I knew you were. I believe it. Once you put something out in the universe and you put it out loud, you're going to succeed. It just struck me as a person that was going to accomplish it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. It means a lot. You inspire.
If there's someone that inspires you in your life, helped your community, helps you, head to star999.com and search for Everyday Hero. I've been hiding the fact that I have this hacking cough for about a week and a half. I shouldn't even say I'm hiding it because we've been listening with any regularity.
Yeah, haven't been hiding it well.
I've been trying, though. But it comes down to this. What is your hack to get rid of a hacking cough? 1-800-330-9999. It's next on Star 99.9. All right, I need help. It won't go away.
Right.
I've had this cough for about a week and a half now, Raven, right? It's about that long?
At least at this point. You've been pretty good at hiding it for a while, so it's hard to say exactly, but it's at least been that long.
So
and
I
it's getting worse, it's, I think.
It is getting worse. So I have the cough, and my baby Dakota has the cough, too.
Right.
I've had her checked out already once, and they said that everything was clear. She just has a cough. I'm Anna. That's Raven. So I've been trying to figure out...
It's the plague.
What can I do to get rid of it? And I remember when I was in college, I had this one sorority sister that was obsessed with us staying healthy all the time.
Okay.
So whenever we would get home from the bars in the middle of the night,
mm-hmm.
we would all have to gather downstairs in the living area.
Okay.
And she would make a giant pot of Theraflu. And each of us, I kid you not.
Wait a minute.
And we would all have to drink a cup of Theraflu.
Oh, my God. Great.
So we would talk about the night, what happened, all the drama, and we would sip our Theraflu to stay healthy.
That is the same type of person if they're running a daycare, they're feeding the kids Benadryl.
Well,
like, that's not legit, all right? That is not Dr. Renneman.
You
just come home,
sick.
Nobody's sick, and you just give everybody Theraflu for the heck of it?
Yeah.
Hypochondriac?
Listen, we only had two things in our cabinets, beer and Theraflu.
Good.
And we stayed healthy.
Good. It's like a meth lab. Okay.
No, I mean, it worked.
Yeah, clearly.
There you go.
It's kept you healthy all this time.
So I'm thinking maybe she was onto something because, look, it's been all this time now and I can't get rid of it. And do you have a hack to stay healthy or to kick the cough or the cold when you get it?
Well, of course, my wife just says, go downstairs and take vitamin C. Vitamin C, they want me to take like 2,000 or 2,500 milligrams of vitamin C. That way, every time like I burp for the next 2 days, I'm tasting oranges.
It's disgusting.
It's a little rough.
Yeah.
It burns a little bit, you know? When you go from 0 to 1,000 on your amino acid intake, mm-hmm. I'm not a doctor, but I'm guessing that probably wreaks havoc with something, not just a common cold.
But I feel like there's got to be some hacks out there, right, to help you get healthy? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What do you do to get healthy?
Hi. My wife is big on essential oils. I wouldn't have believed it, but she makes these rollers. I just roll a little bit behind my neck, my ears, and... It clears up all the sinuses so quick. It's crazy.
Wait a minute. Rollers?
Yeah, there's little rollers that we have.
Yeah.
It's funny you should bring that up, sir, because about 7 months ago, my friend who sells essential oils made me buy an entire set for $200 that I told her I would never use. And shockingly enough, I've never actually used it.
Right.
I brought it in to the studio today because she told me that it's going to make me magically feel better. So we're going to fire this baby up right now.
Oh, man. I hope this thing doesn't knock me out.
But while we're getting that ready, 1-800-330-9999. What's your life hack to stay healthy or when you're sick to get healthy? What is elderberry syrup?
I don't know. I remember that when they had the royal wedding, somebody came over here with some elderberries. That's all I know about elderberries.
Santa and Raven. I'm sick. I've had this hacking cough for about a week and a half. I'm tired of trying to hide it on the air. It is what it is. But I asked on our Facebook page last night, you can search Anna and Raven, how do you get rid of a hacking cough? Like, what's your trick to stay healthy? Somebody wrote on our Facebook page, elderberry syrup. So I went to Walgreens last night and I couldn't find it. I don't even know if that's a real thing. But then I was embarrassed to even ask anybody that worked there.
Right. Because you assume that everybody knows where it is or no?
Yeah, like I didn't want to be stupid. Like, hey, I don't know what elderberry syrup is. Can you show me where it is? And, you know?
Hey,
you idiot.
It's right over here.
Right here. Everyone knows where the elderberry syrup is.
Seems like it would be very judgmental of it to be that
Meredith
type of experience.
Meredith wrote on our Facebook page, she drinks pineapple juice, zinc, and she washes her hands a lot.
I've heard the zinc thing before.
Pineapple juice, though? Why is pineapple juice better than any other juice?
Well, it just makes it taste better than the others. Something about the acid, maybe.
Patty wrote, she takes a daily dose of oil of oregano and liquid turmeric?
I mean, it all sounds... That's another one of those, like, antioxidant, like, super spice things, right. Food things, or whatever.
She adds, plus a clean, organic, no-processed food diet. Listen, there's no way that's happening for me. I mean, right. In theory...
You wouldn't
I'm
even
sure.
know what that looked like.
No.
That's better come in a jar,
because
if it doesn't, it's not going to happen.
We were talking about it earlier. My girlfriend made me buy the essential oils kit, which I told her I would never use, and you know what? Spoiler alert, I've never used it, but I just fired it up in the studio here to help me get healthy. Let's see. Do we feel healthier yet? Because I don't.
I don't necessarily feel healthier. I feel very relaxed. It's kind of like, it smells like a spa in here, and I feel like I'm getting moisturized.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your hack to get healthy or stay healthy?
I eat vegetables, and I have lots of juices, and I walk.
You what? You walk?
Walk.
I walk.
I enjoy juicing myself. Yes, I do.
No,
actually.
You don't. You never juice.
No, I know, but it sounds like something I would like to do.
Right.
All right? It sounds like something that smart, healthy people do, and I have not done it. I don't have the time to juice.
All right.
Now you made me feel
you
guilty
don't even have
about
time
not
to
being
walk.
Able to juice.
The only time you walk is from here to the bathroom, and all of a sudden now you're going to start juicing vegetables? Get out of here.
Listen, I just want to talk to Anna about her cough. They tell you if your cough doesn't end in 3 weeks, you have to see a doctor.
All right. Well, I'm going to go see a doctor today. Actually, my daughter has her one-year checkup at the doctor, and I'm just going to have the
pediatrician.
You're going to
throw it in as a freebie.
Right.
You're going to throw it in as a freebie? They're
going
to bill
you,
man.
I mean, what exactly. Is she going to say? No?
No, but they'll get you in, but they're going to bill you.
Yeah, the
you're
pediatrician?
You're both getting billed.
Like, I'm going to have them check the baby and then also check my chest.
Oh, no. Tack that on. That's overtime.
They're
Thank
doctors.
You for the call.
What's the difference between me and a one-year-old? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you do to stay healthy or get healthy once you get sick?
Your healthy hack.
People at work, they swear by thick vapor rub on your feet.
Yep.
With socks at night.
Yes, I actually have brought in the vapor rub here, the Vicks vapor rub. I'm going to smear it all over my body. I've already put it on my feet with the wool socks.
I remember being like really sick when you were young,
yeah.
And when mom would come in and slather the vapor rub on you,
yeah.
That's when relief began.
Yeah.
That's when it began.
You want me to put some on you too, Raven, right on your forehead?
No. Awkward. And Ann Raven, what's your healthy hack?
You gotta have some Vicks. You need Vicks on your chest, on your feet.
That's what we were just discussing here, actually, and Anna's just pulled it out of her pocket.
I did. I went and I bought it last night. Here is the vapor rub. Rubbing it on my neck.
Oh, you're gonna be slimy, man.
I don't care. I just wanna feel better.
You're gonna be slimy.
If you want a turbocharger, you get one of those vaporizers and you get the eucalyptus oil for it, and that'll.
Well, we have the diffuser going right now.
Right. She's got the essential oil diffuser going right now. She's huffing it like a bong.
We're
going to
seriously.
So that combined with the Vapo rub, yeah. I think she's going to be, something's going to happen soon. I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm going to fly.
Right.
I'm going to fly.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Matt and Jamie. Jamie, let's start with you.
My boyfriend and I live together, but I want him to stop texting and messaging his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, that seems like a logical request. I don't see what the problem with that would be.
What a great way to wake up, huh, Matt? This isn't awkward.
They say they're just friends, but they talk every single day, and it's really uncomfortable. I worry that, like, she's getting false hope that they might get back together. We live together. We've been together for 4 months.
We've been friends for years. I don't understand why she's so upset about this.
I mean, it's got to feel a little shady. You've got this established thing ongoing for years before. Now you're into a new thing, and you're still holding on to something else. I get why you're nervous, Jamie.
No, I get that, but if we're going to be together, I need her to trust me, and she knows that I've been friends with this girl for many years. Didn't work out. If I wanted to be with her, I'd be with her.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you want to be with her, you'd be with her, but she still wants to be with you. Like, the breakup wasn't really mutual. I'm uncomfortable. I feel like you guys are disrespecting our relationship.
I have been completely transparent with you about all these calls. If I wasn't telling you that I was talking to her, then I could see why you'd be upset. But I'm just talking with her. She went through a bad breakup, and I'm helping her through it, and we're still friends.
Ah, see, now, I mean, you're helping her through a breakup. She still likes you more than you liked her. I mean, I kind of get that. That sounds a little bit scandalous.
Yeah, but if I don't have any feeling for her, I just...
Yeah,
I mean,
but you
I'm
talk
the one that broke it
like
off.
You have phone dates. You talk for like an hour and a half on the phone at night, and that's time that we should be spending together. If there were 5-minute phone calls, I maybe wouldn't feel so threatened, I guess. But, like, it's ridiculous.
Well, guys, what we do here is we put things to a vote, and we can see what our audience has to say. They may agree with you, Jamie. You're the new girlfriend. You're in the picture, and if it makes you that uncomfortable, Matt, you need to break up with your ex, and you need to say this friendship is also over because it's making Jamie uncomfortable. But they may see where you're coming from. You've been friends with this girl a long time. You can have a platonic friendship, and Jamie, if you really love him much as you say you do, then you should respect him and his wishes to be friends with her. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen.
All right, give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Matt and Jamie have been dating for 4 months. They live together, very serious, but Jamie's got a problem with the fact that Matt still texts his ex-girlfriend. He claims they're just friends. They remain friends after the breakup.
Yeah, well, they have hour-long phone calls, too. Like, that's just awkward with the fact, like, here, I'm at home, and I want to have a conversation. You're in the other room talking to your ex? What?
But is she overreacting because they are just friends? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side because she sounds like an insecure girlfriend. Of course, they've only been in a relationship, what, 4 months? I've been in my relationship for, what, 2.5 years? And I have a best friend that's a dude, and my boyfriend doesn't care because we all hang out.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Matt and Jamie are in a serious relationship. They live together. They've only been dating 4 months, and that's where the problem lies, that Jamie feels that Matt is spending too much time texting his ex-girlfriend.
It's happening while they're hanging out at home together. It's happening when he's at work. I mean, seriously, it's over, man. Let it be over.
Yeah, but he says they're just friends. They ended on a good note. She's just a friend, and she's overreacting.
You better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Honda of Westport Couples Court with Anna and Raven, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I've been married to my husband. We've been together 33 years. And I can tell you right now, he doesn't stay on the phone more than 5 minutes with me. And I just think that anybody that stays on the phone with an ex for over an hour has got something else in their mind.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side because years ago, my husband was dating a girl, and she kept saying to him, "Are you in love with Nancy?" And he kept saying no. Well, 32 years of marriage proved that he was, and he was just telling her that because it was convenient at the time. I think this girl needs to get rid of this guy.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am definitely on the boyfriend's side. I actually went through a situation, and it's very tough. At the end of the day, they've only been together 4 months. Like, how can you say that's the love of your life? And if she feels so insecure, then maybe she shouldn't be with him.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back on the Honda of Westport Couples Court this morning, it's Jamie and Matt. And Jamie, our audience agreed with you. Matt, it's time that you kind of let her go and you cut her loose, not only as somebody in a relationship, but also as a friend. You got to fire her as a friend.
This is going to be really hard. We've been friends for like 7 years. I'll do it for you. But
I don't want you to like lose this girl. That would make me feel bad, but you just have to back it off. Like, you, like, listen to the audience. It's weird that you talk this much if you won't listen to me. Like, it's weird. Just back it off.
All right. I mean, if it really is that weird and it's bothering you, then I'm willing to work on it.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Guys, thank you so much for coming on the show today. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email, too. It's couplescourt@star999.com.
You know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh, my God, Danny DeVito, I love you.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
You work on commission, right?
Yes. Big mistake. Huge.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Erica, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Erica.
Okay.
Thank you.
Raven is walking on out of here. When that studio door closes, he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions, Erica. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, I give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready to do it?
I'm ready.
Number one, Beyonce got a brand new wax figure at this famous wax museum in Las Vegas after their New York version was criticized by fans. What museum is it?
Madame Tussauds.
Okay, number two, Brooklyn Nine-Nine has been renewed for season 8. What SNL alum plays the lead role, Jake Peralta?
Andy Samberg.
Number three, Lady Gaga spent the weekend being a bridesmaid at her best friend's wedding. What's the name of Lady Gaga's makeup line?
I'm not sure.
Number four, Harry Styles threw shade at his former One Direction boy bander, Zayn Malik. And when listing all his old boy bandmates, he called him Ringo. What band was Ringo star in?
The Beatles.
And number five, the Hallmark Channel will premiere Hanukkah movies for the first time. What comedian wrote and performed the Hanukkah song on SNL in 1994?
Adam Sandler.
All right, let's bring Raven back in. Raven, come on in. All right.
All righty.
Erica did great. She got 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 is pretty good.
All right, number one. Beyonce got a brand new wax figure at this famous wax museum in Las Vegas after their New York version was criticized by fans. What museum is it?
Madame Tussauds.
It's Madame Tussauds.
Tussauds. But, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not French.
Yeah.
And you sounded French right there when you went, oh, because that's how everybody French always sounds in my mind.
Took 20 artists, 4 months and 500 hours to make the new Coachella version of the Beyonce wax figure.
I mean, seems like these people could be doing something more industrious with their life. I'm sure it's magnificent.
It's beautiful.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
But maybe tackle curing the common cold.
All right. Number two, Brooklyn Nine-Nine has been renewed for season 8. What SNL alum plays the lead role of Jake Peralta?
I haven't said his name out loud in so long. Adam. Oh, this is going to be disappointing if I can't name his name.
It is going to be.
Andy Samberg.
That's right.
Woo, that was close.
That was close. Oh, my God. I was ready for you to lose. All right, number three. Lady Gaga spent the weekend being a bridesmaid at her best friend's wedding. What's the name of Lady Gaga's makeup line?
Is it House? House. Home. House.
Okay.
House.
No, it's House Labs.
Oh, come on, it's House.
It's only half of it.
Oh, come on. The brand is House.
No, it's House Labs is the name of it.
That feels like cheating,
you
dude.
You are incorrect.
That feels like cheating.
It's not. You can't give half a name. If I say, what's the name of Lord and Taylor's?
Hand me a beer,
and you say
Estella.
Lord, it doesn't count.
Yeah, but that's a part. Oh, you're terrible.
Number four, Harry Styles threw shade at his former One Direction boy bander Zayn Malik when listing all his old boy bandmates and called him Ringo. What band was Ringo star in?
The Beatles.
That's right. And number five, the Hallmark Channel will premiere Hanukkah movies for the first time. What comedian wrote and performed the Hanukkah song on SNL in 1994?
Adam Sandler. I'm still mad. I should have got all 5.
Erica.
I'm filing a complaint.
You guys are tied at 4, and what that does get you is your own Anna and Raven mug.
Complete with an extra ounce, but you stole it, so
it's
enjoy
a big
that mug.
It's a big mug, and you deserve it, Erica.
Stolen.
It's Erica from Newtown, and I can't beat Raven.
But you tied, and that's awesome. And we'll have another shot for you to beat him coming up tomorrow morning, and you can get the cheat sheet, the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. That's coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley.
Better luck next time.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
Raven, guess whose birthday it is?
Oh, boy.
M-I-C, K-U-I-M-O-U-I-C. Hey there, hi there, ho, there goes welcome as can be. M-I-C, K-U-I-M-O-U-I-C.
Oh, it just makes
Donald
me happy.
Duck.
Mickey Mouse.
Donald Duck.
Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse. Happy 91st birthday to Mickey and Minnie. It was November 18th, 1928, that Steamboat Willie first made their big debut. And that is old school, right?
Yes, indeed it is.
Yeah, and that was the birth of Mickey and Minnie, which FYI, their real names were Mortimer and Minerva.
Wow.
And they both have their own stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And for one last piece of information, people always wondered if Mickey and Minnie were married. It only happened once in 1933 that Walt Disney privately admitted that they were, in fact, married. There you go.
Stay out of my cartoon business, man.
Yeah.
Imagine if they were just tweeting it out and be like, yeah, we got a thing.
Right.
It ain't none of your business. Like Jamie Foxx and like Katie Holmes, like deny it. And then it did. Then all of a sudden it's news. And then all of a sudden it's not. They're not together again.
Yeah. But here's the thing about Mickey and Minnie. They stay together forever.
Forever. And not a single wrinkle on those faces.
No. Wow. Also, my birthday is celebrating birthdays. My sister. Happy birthday to my sister, Laura.
Happy birthday to your sister. That is exciting times.
Yeah. I remember when she was born, actually, that the hospital, they all had Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse onesies for all the babies that were born,
mm-hmm.
which I think is cool.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah.
Is
I wonder if they still do that.
It's a good partnership that works there.
Yeah.
Something good this morning. I woke up this morning to find out that every year my friend Heather, she does a stair climbing event for lung cancer. Benefits raising funds for lung cancer there. She lost her mother to cancer. And so every year she does this, and she just put her post up on Friday, and here it is Monday, and she's already eclipsed her goal.
Oh, that's great.
That
news.
Is nice, right? When you see your friend go up there, you always wish you had more money. You give what you can, but you always wish that you had more because you know it means so much to them. But the other friend's already stepping up, and so I see that that's already good news.
I've been noticing this a lot, and, you know, we bash Facebook left and right over all the bad things that happen on it. But these Facebook fundraisers really do raise a lot of good money for charities. It's an easy way to crowd rise and get some money for these great organizations.
We, you know, listen, we all want to be around to support our friends as much as we can, but we all also understand that life is extremely busy. Yeah. This is how we stay in each other's lives at this point, so sometimes that's the easiest way. Just go, hard to make the excuse that you didn't see him. Or you didn't carry any cash when you're coming out of the grocery store or whatever it may be when you see it right there on your Facebook. So
yeah. If you have good news to share, always want to hear it. 1-800-330-9999. Tell us something good.